Hello once again, and welcome back to the Morning Mindset edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast. My name is Cary Green, and I am just a punk kid from Texas. I grew up in a blue-collar family. I've learned the hard way that life often doesn't feel fair, but I've also learned in that upbringing that faith matters. And it's not just the kind of faith that's wishful thinking and thinking yourself, you know, psyching yourself into some positive attitude. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about faith in someone bigger than yourself, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And no matter what your background, when it comes to faith, you may think of it as a religion. The thing that you need to understand is this: Jesus Christ is a real person. He lived on this planet. He walked this earth. He died a death just like you die. In fact, quite more gruesome than what you will probably die. But he was different in that he was God. And he rose from the dead. He did. And there are many witnesses who saw this, and it's chronicled for us in the New Testament. And Jesus ascended back into heaven and sent his Holy Spirit to indwell all who would trust in him to be the one who could redeem them from their own sinful life. All it takes is a simple reliance on him, a simple trust. And you carry out that faith, that trust, day after day. You reiterate it to yourself, you recommit, and you place your faith in him as you go through each day. And this morning mindset that I do every single day is really rooted on that truth that Jesus Christ is available right now through the person of his Holy Spirit to help you for this day. We're not talking about tomorrow. We're talking about today, because today is what matters for you right now. It's the only thing you've got. And how you approach this day, the mindset that you have as you move into it, matters tremendously. Now, I want to encourage you this morning with some passages from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. If you're able to get out a Bible, look at this. It matters a lot when you're able to read this for yourself. This is Proverbs 3, chapter 1. Now, understand, a proverb is a wise saying that someone wrote down for you and for me, the reader, to glean wisdom from. Okay, it's instruction, it's teaching from someone wiser than us. And this was written by the wisest man who ever lived next to Jesus Christ. His name was Solomon. And it says, "My son or my daughter, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity." Now, I think that's all we're going to have time for this morning, because it's packed full of great insight. You see, one of our problems in life is that we leak. I say that periodically. We leak. We leak positive attitude. We leak our understanding of the truth. We leak things that we've learned. You know, we call it forgetfulness. And he's saying, do not leak. Do not forget my teaching that I'm about to teach to you. Keep them. Keep these teachings, my commands, in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. You see, there are benefits to following the wise teachings of the scriptures. That's really what this passage is saying to us. And it's our job to ensure we don't forget those things. And that's why I do this morning mindset, is to remind us every morning. So I'm going to encourage you today, do something to remind yourself throughout the day. I mean, you won't be able to listen to this morning mindset all day long. You need to do things practically to remind yourself today about the teaching that God has given you. So write yourself sticky notes, set an alarm on your phone, do something to remind yourself to remember the teachings of God in your life and what it can bring to you, and that you want to commit yourself to trusting him in this day. We're going to talk more about this as we continue walking through Proverbs chapter 3 on tomorrow's Morning Mindset. Please join me again.